Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Gabriella and I'm 15 years old. One time that I felt changed about something was my old relationship. My ex-boyfriend and I, Carlo, no S of course, dated for 2 years and things were always great. We always had the best of times together. It wasn't until after we began to argue and fight about a few things that we didn't always agree on, of course. He was always respectful towards every decision I made. It really upset me when things started going downhill because we've been through a lot and I've been knowing him for a really long time. Something changed in the way he felt about me, the way he cared about me, the way he looked at me, the tone of his voice even. It seemed as if no matter how much he talked to me, his words felt empty. I just felt a different sensation that I didn't really like. I feel like he didn't vibe me like he always did. When you're in a relationship, it's easy for someone to feel the same energy. And it's like I would feel that he wasn't matching his to mine anymore. It was almost like I was putting all my energy into this relationship and wasn't receiving the same from him. I cried myself to sleep, hoping things would get better. Hoping he was only going through some sort of phase, just like any other teenager. It upset me the most when he didn't realize what he was putting me through. I was always there for him. I'd go to his house, I'd do all these gestures, just for him to realize that I needed him. And letting him know that I would do anything for him. Unfortunately, he didn't appreciate the fact that I was there for him. And I'm not even going to lie, I felt undesired to keep trying. He didn't realize all the gestures, despite the fact that he'd seen me cry and beg for him to come back to reality. For him to open his eyes. It's like he would have been in his own little world. He lost touch with what we once had. After everything, he didn't show any recognition to all the caring things I did for him. Carlo knew all my insecurities and flaws. He knew what was right or wrong for me. He knew my problems. He genuinely knew me. It just sucks to know that now his name is not in my mouth no more. The thought of him is not in my mind any longer. I had to find new happiness. And it doesn't mean you'll only find happiness with a boy that couldn't figure himself out in the end. There's thousands of reasons to be happy. 1,000 reasons to smile and spread kindness. Everywhere you go. Like it or not, that's the key to staying determined in life as well as being happy. It hurt to let him go because he was my best friend. I counted on him for anything. I told him about my day. He told me about his. It was amazing. But you hurt me in a way I never thought you were capable of. You can feel so close to a person, I feel like they can ride for you. And it's very hard to believe anything anyone says, because it's hard to keep trust with anybody. People can backstab you as quick as possible, and you'll be surprised of all the people that have done that to me. Why do all the good people suffer consequences? I won't say I'm perfect, because I'm not, nobody is. It's your imperfections that make you unique. Just because you want to fit in the group of mean girls, because you're pretty and cool. You shouldn't stop talking to your other friends and feel embarrassed about them. That's not right. And no one deserves that unfairness of being made feel less than another person. That has happened to me a lot, but it's okay. I've learned to leave it behind because at the end of the day, it's my life and it's my choice whether or not I want to let someone else's words beat me down. This is the problem. We get so stuck up with having nothing better to do but to bully and criticize other people. I have been through a lot of experiences where a lot of girls I don't even know talked behind my back. In the beginning of my ex-boyfriend and I's relationship, there were a lot of girls that disliked me because I was with him. They were mad over the fact that we were together. They made up a lot of fake rumors about him cheating on me and all this stuff they did to get my attention. I cried a lot, and honestly, at one point, I felt like giving up because they were bringing me down, and even though I tried my hardest not to listen to them or give them my attention, They didn't give up, and they found a way possible, any way possible, to bring me down, for me to leave him. He felt really bad because he knew how much they put me through. I showed him everything they called me, all the messages saying that they wanted to fight me, but they never did, of course. I don't know why we do that. That just showed their lack of maturity, and it's sad to see how you can act like a whole different person in front of your parents and family, then act like a whole other person when you shove your head in that phone. The point is, I know that I might have been too young to have a boyfriend in the first place. My parents weren't obviously the happiest about this, but they got to meet him. And my mom and dad would let him come over for dinner, and we would all talk. I never wish bad luck to anyone that has done me wrong in the past. I'll always forgive you, but I'll never forget what you put me through. I wish you the best, and I hope you achieve every goal you set in mind.